my news update. Go to Andrea. She's Andrea Dollar's baby. She has her nose for news. She can tell us the inside out and what it's really about. She's Andrea Dollar's baby. If you snooze, you lose.
Just back from 2 weeks on the other side of the planet. Andrea Dollar joins us now, and we have some stuff to talk about. Good morning.
Oh, my one day to sleep in. My God. I'm trying to get used to this. I didn't have to set an alarm. I had coffee in a mug.
Yeah, well, we explained this earlier, but we need to re-explain this.
Okay.
And I'll give people a little bit of background here. You and I, for years, even when I wasn't here, we're talking about, you know, you'd like to have a show with your name on it at some point. And I think you've been more than patient enough. So starting, well, officially, I guess, Wednesday, you and Patty will be on at what time?
Patty and I will be on from 7 p.m. until 11, and we are going to have a show later on this evening, kind of the inaugural show of us together at 10 o'clock after the White Sox game.
I'm excited about it. I think you guys are going to sound great together. I'm going to miss you here, but I think you're going to sound great together.
Yeah, I'm going to miss you guys, too. I really am.
All of us or just me?
All of you. All of you collectively. So now I'm going to tell a little bit of personal information about each and every one of you. First of all, we'll start with Ennett.
Of course we will.
This is going to get up.
No, you know, let me give you tip number one. Tip number one, host. Save it for your own show.
right. No kidding. Save it.
So here's the deal. You guys go on at 7 most nights. If there's a White Sox game, you'll be on at 11. But Chicago finally has, and I was talking about this earlier, Andre. I know you weren't up because you were sleeping off your trip. But people go, wow, a show with two women on it. Isn't that unique? Well, it is unique because nobody's done it. But it doesn't mean it shouldn't be done all the time. But I think you and Patty have a pretty cool opportunity here.
Absolutely, yeah. And I've known Patty forever. I think we're going to have a lot of fun. She'll bring, obviously, the comedic side to it. I'll bring the very serious side to it because I'm so serious most of the time. But I think we're going to have great dialogues. We have great guests lined up. You might want to not listen to this part, but we have J.B. Pritzker coming on later in the week.
Seriously?
So we got a lot of great guests coming up this week, and Gary McCarthy. Hopefully we're going to have Ron one night. So, it'll be nice. I promise you. Look, I'm getting nervous now. I will try to get him on your show.
No, not necessary. Not necessary.
By the end of summer, Steve. By the end of summer.
I'm just glad he's on this radio station talking to you guys. And that's the other thing that's cool, too. With Andre on at night, this is a big city. A lot happens. And Justin, you know this. News breaks at night. One of the best is sitting in the chair to
cover. Absolutely. And it does break
a
lot.
So that's a big deal.
There have been many a times I wish I had the services of Andre Darlis at nighttime when big news was breaking. And we were all by ourselves on an island out there. But, of course, and Andre's been on the download with me a couple times.
Yeah.
And I love doing radio. And in the format of working in your own show, it's going to be great. So I'm excited for it.
It's going to be nothing but fun. All right, give us a brief travel log from Greece. Now, you've been to Greece many times. This is what, 3, 4, 5 times for you?
This is my third time. This was the best trip I have ever been on. It was wonderful. We went to Santorini and Mykonos and hiked all around Santorini. We took what was supposed to be a two-hour hike. Actually, according to Google, it was a two-hour hike. It turned into a four-hour hike, 4.5 hours almost, from one portion of Santorini to the end of the island. And it was just wonderful and beautiful and nice to enjoy the weather. And I heard it was raining a lot here when I was gone, too.
Yeah, we had Noah building an ark. So
yeah, no kidding. And you know, Steve, I have to say, it's been such a pleasure, you know, our journey together, me and you and Ennett, Mary and Mary Sandberg and Joe now and Justin too. I've had so much fun working with you guys over the years too. And I'm really going to miss seeing you as well and telling you my travel adventures and whatnot, but we'll tell it to a whole new audience. And our listeners are awesome because you know how it is too, Steve, in this business. You take a week off and people think that something happened to you.
Yeah.
Oh, you should have seen the emails, Andrea. Where is she?
She's taken hostage by Greek tour guides.
Right. I went to the homeland, and I had to stop myself because normally I'll pick up cheap little crappy souvenirs for you guys in the airport.
Yeah, what about our gifts?
I know, I didn't do that this time.
We're not going to get gifts anymore, Steve.
No, but you got something super nice for Patty.
Oh.
Right.
Now, Justin.
Nuts from the airplane.
Justin drew the short straw here. You're going to be getting up and doing this show every morning.
Yeah, and I've already reached out to Andrea to tell me how to, we've talked about this before, navigate the morning ritual without waking up the whole house. That's one. Because there have been now three times I've done this. I walked out without my keys once without my wallet, wrong socks, wrong shoes. All the way down the line, I've not adjusted well to getting out of the house in the wee hours of the morning.
Yeah, so now Andrea will be able to golf during the day. She'll be doing more TV during the day.
Here's my advice for the nighttime
shift.
True. If you're starting at 7 o'clock, I always eat right at 6:45. Like, that's my thing. I'll always shove my face right at 6:45 and then go in so you can last the 4 hours through.
Yeah, and I think, that's the biggest adjustment, too. We're still kind of getting over this jet lag. When to eat, when to sleep, when to shower. Yeah, that's going to be the hardest.
Well, Justin doesn't shower.
All of it. No, you could just
Justin
get rid of
No, I know. No, I'm sorry about that, Steve. Yeah. I know he's sitting in that chair that I wasn't in, so I'm sorry about that.
All right, now you're going to love this studio. I know you guys are on 11 o'clock tonight, but you're going to love this studio. So what's the name of the show? Do we know yet?
Patty Vasquez and Andrea Darlis.
All right, there you go. I don't know how you guys came up with that.
It's original. It's a good thing we both filled the slots, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Be odd if the casting went another way. Patty Vasquez, Andrea Darlis, tonight at 11.
At 10.
Tonight at 10?
Yeah, it's after the White Sox game.
Okay.
I'll tell you, it's going to be like a 10:15. That's what they usually will roll like.
Okay.
About a 10:15. Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Like, Farmer gets going in the post game, starts telling stories.
You never
about
know what could happen.
Middle relief for the Phillies, and your time gets further and further back.
Yeah, you never know.
I'll spend some time decorating. Apparently, for the first time in 20 years at WGN, I have an office. So
yeah, you're gonna like,
about that.
By the way, you're going to like your office, too. Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to
glassed
see it.
In. Anyway, love you. Talk to you later. Not a goodbye, just a goodbye for now.
You got it, guys. Love you all. See you soon.
All right, there
Bye.
You go.
Bye, Andrea.
It's Andrea
Darlis. Talk to you later.